Mixed Matches by Diana Wynne Jones, read by Anthony Head. Warlock at the Wheel. The willing warlock was a born loser. He lost his magic when Crystomancy took it away, and that meant he lost his usual way of making a living. So he decided to take up a life of crime instead, by stealing a motor car, because he loved motor cars, and selling it. He found a beautiful car in Wolvercott High Street, but he lost his head when a policeman saw him trying to pick the lock, and cycled up to know what he was doing. He ran. The policeman pedalled after him, blowing his whistle, and the willing warlock climbed over the nearest wall and ran again with the whistle still sounding until he arrived in the backyard of a one-time accredited witch who was a friend of his.
"What shall I do?" he panted.
"How should I know?" said the accredited witch. "I'm not used to doing without magic any more than you are. The only soul I know who's still in business is a French wizard in Shepherd's Bush."
"Tell me his address," said the willing warlock.
The accredited witch told him, "But it won't do you a scrap of good," she said unhelpfully. "Jean-Pierre always charges the earth. Now, I'll thank you to get out of here before you bring the police down on me, too." The willing warlock went out of the witch's front door into Covent Street and blenched at the sound of the police whistle still shrilling in the distance. Since it seemed to him that he had no time to waste, he hurried to the nearest toy shop and parted with his last half-crown for a toy pistol. Armed with this, he walked into the first post office he came to.
"Your money or your life," he said to the postmistress.
The willing warlock was a bulky young man who always looked as if he needed to shave, and the postmistress was sure he was a desperate character. She let him clear out her safe. The willing warlock put the money and the pistol in his pocket and hailed a taxi, in which he drove all the way to Shepherd's Bush, feeling this was the next best thing to having a car of his own. It cost a lot, but he arrived at the French wizard's office still with £273.06.4 in his pocket. The French wizard shrugged in a very French way.
"What is it you expect me to do for you, my friend? Me, I try not to offend the police. If you wish me to help, it will cost you."
£100, said the willing warlock. "Hide me somehow." Jean-Pierre did another shrug.
"For that money," he said, "I could hide you two ways. I could turn you into a small round stone."
"No, thanks," said the willing warlock.
"And keep you in a drawer," said Jean-Pierre. "Or I could send you to another world entirely. I could even send you to a world where you would have your magic again."
"Have my magic?" exclaimed the willing warlock.
"But that would cost you twice as much," said Jean-Pierre. "Yes, naturally you could have your magic again if you went somewhere where Crestomancy has no power. The man is not all-powerful."
"Then I'll go to one of those places," said the willing warlock.
"Very well." In a bored sort of way, Jean-Pierre picked up a pack of cards and fanned them out. "Choose a card. This decides which world you will grace with your blue chin."
As the willing warlock stretched out his hand to take a card, Jean-Pierre moved them out of reach.
"Whatever world it is," he said, "the money there will be quite different from your pounds, shillings and pence. You might as well give me all you have."
So the willing warlock handed over all his £273.06.4. Then he was allowed to pick a card. It was the 10 of clubs. Not a bad card, the willing warlock thought. He was no fortune teller, of course, but he knew the 10 of clubs meant that someone would bully somebody. He decided that he would be the one doing the bullying and handed back the card. Jean-Pierre tossed all the cards carelessly down on a table. The willing warlock just had time to see that every single one was the 10 of clubs before he found himself still in Shepherd's Bush, but in another world entirely. He was standing in what seemed to be a car park beside a big road. On that road, more cars than he had ever seen in his life were rushing past, together with lorries and the occasional big red bus. There were cars standing all around him. This was a good world indeed. The willing warlock sniffed the delicious smell of petrol and turned to the nearest...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?